I'll trick Garfield into jogging with me today.
Hey, Garfield, I was gonna challenge you to a race, but you're too fat to outrun a snail.
Oh, yeah? You're on.
On your mark, get set, go! Garfield, unlock this door. Let me in!
See, you don't have to outrun something if you can outwit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care.
Maybe not as funny as pro wrestling, but a lot more realistic.
Beware, Allison. The monster lurks somewhere around here. Somewhere nearby is a creature that will eat anything and still never be satisfied. Stay close to me, Allison. Only then will you be safe.
Garfield, I have to go get some groceries. Garfield? Garfield? I'll be back soon. Why am I wasting my voice?
Yes, come with me, Allison.
No, don't go with him, Allison.
Trust me, Allison.
No, don't trust him, Allison. I can't watch.
I do trust you, Brett. I feel safe with your hand in mine, your other hand on my shoulder, your other hand on my...
Odie! Don't do that! Well, since you're here, want to watch Chiller Diller Theater with me? Good. I can use the company. Don't be scared, fella. It's just thunder. Thunder in a monster movie. Neither one can hurt you. Just watch the movie.
Oh, Sergeant, you must help me. The monster is getting closer and closer. Oh, please hurry. He's getting closer. Oh, oh no. It's coming in.
It's... What is it? Don't be afraid. It's just a power failure. It's... Footprints, and they look like they're from some sort of unearthly creature. Huh? Help me barricade the door. There. Now no monsters will get in here. Now, where's that flashlight? It's got to be in here some... Here it is. Now to find John. John? 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 Are you in here? He's gone. Maybe they got him. Gee, with no power, all the food in the refrigerator will spoil. We can't let it go to waste now, can we?
The door is stuck.
No, I didn't take everything out of the refrigerator. I left two trays of ice cubes and I think the light bulb. Odie, did you hear something? It's the monster come to get us.
Maybe I can get in the back way.
Help! Someone help me!
You're right. Help! That is John's voice. Maybe the monster got him. Hello? Hello? The phone's dead. Which I guess is just as well since I can't talk anyway. The monster's outside and he's got John. This is no time to panic. Wrong. This is a terrific time to panic.
He must be asleep. That cat can sleep through anything.
Don't worry, Odie. I have a plan. I know how to stop that monster.
Wait a minute. I just remembered I hid an extra key here.
Ghastly sound that monster makes. I have to tie this monster up. It's too late for poor John, but we can stop this creature from harming anyone else.
Garfield. Garfield.
Maybe it's not too late. I can still hear John inside him. Slight mistake.
It was a movie. Just a movie. Those things aren't real. You ought to be ashamed of...
Oh, just
go to bed. Both of you.
He's right. Let's go.
There's no way to stop that monster.
A harmless little monster movie. How can anyone believe...
Still scared, huh, fella? Okay, jump in. I hate it when John's right, but being afraid of monster movies is silly. No one big gets scared by him.
You boys got room for one more?
Well, almost no one.
Closer, my friend. I have just one last thing to say.
Tag! You're in!
Strike him out, Orson!
Not a chance!
Catch it, Sheldon! Catch it!
I got it! I got it!
I was safe.
You should have had that, Sheldon. Well, it's hard when your arms are inside a shell.
You can't stay in your shell forever, Sheldon.
Who says I can't? Don't you want to get born? Hey, I read the newspapers. I know what's going on in the world. I'm safer in here.
There's nothing to be afraid of. No reason to have a doubt. You've been in your shell long enough. Now it's time for you to come out. You should see what you've been missing. All the pretty flowers and trees. You've been an egg and legs too long. Come out and feel the breeze.
The best part of being alive is being alive.
Gee, if you really think, okay, I'll do it. Touch me.
Okay, ladies, which one of you will sit on Sheldon here and hatch? Sheldon here.
Well, no one here. I guess I can't be hatched. Bye now.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm sick of having an egg for a brother.
We have all gone on strike. Tired of working for chicken feed. Oh, real funny. Well, Sheldon, there's no one here to sit on you.
Sure there is, Orson.
Who? The only one around here big enough to is me, and I'm going to hatch him. Whoa, easy now. Yeah.
Whoa, boy, you're warm. I ought to hatch in no time.
Now that you're about to come out of your shell, come out of your tiny space. Come out, whatever you are, come out and show your face. I wonder what you will look like, I wonder what you will be. We'll finally put a face with your name. Maybe you'll look like me.
Are you trying to scare me?
Are you about ready to come out?
Not quite.
I gotta get something to eat. I'll be right back.
Orson, I suddenly feel a draft. Gee, I sure hope I'm cute.
what kind of a hen house is this? I came here for chicken. This chicken doesn't look ripe, you know, but it'll have to do. Leaving with the egg, exiting, entirely exiting, leaving, goodbye with the egg.
This is for you, Sheldon, but first you have to be born. Sheldon? Yo, Sheldon? Sheldon? Sheldon, where are you?
Is my brother born yet?
I don't know. I lost him.
Orson, we just saw the fox.
Oh, Sheldon's too young to be poached. This is a catastrophe.
The fox has Sheldon. This looks like a job for...
Da-da-da-da! Power Pig! Come, we shall rescue Sheldon!
Correction! We shall rescue Sheldon after certain people stop laughing.
Should I hardboil you? You know, scramble you? Fry you?
How about saving me for Easter?
Oh, now you just keep out of this. You don't have a vote, you know. Your recipe, what might make a mean tea, I suppose.
Safe!
There's the fox, and he's got Sheldon. A brilliant plan.
What is it?
That's what we need, a brilliant plan. Maybe you sneak around to that side, or maybe I should...
There's an easier way to do this. All right, tell them who you are.
I'm Power Pig, defender of the defenseless.
Power Pig!
Sheldon! Let's go get you hatched, Sheldon. But don't worry. You're safe.
Out, Power Pig!
He's hatching. I'll be out in a second, guys.
He's almost out. Sheldon, under your shell was...
Another shell.
I guess I'm just an egg. That's all I am. Just a poor little defenseless egg.
Ha! Gotcha now, egg!
Oh, well, I guess there's worse things to be than an egg.
Garfield, you should learn something new each day. It'd lend purpose to this dreary existence of yours. I'm going to the store. When I come back, I want you to have learned something. I'm back, Garfield. What did you learn while I was gone?
Well, for one thing, I learned how to use your credit card.
I just had to call you, Zelda. That one evening we spent together is one of the most memorable of my life. I'll never forget. John Arbuckle. I've got brown hair. That's right, the guy with the cat.
Shh. John's trying to find a date. This could take years.
So, where have you been hiding all my life? Oh, hiding, huh? Well, I was wondering if you were busy tonight. Uh-huh. Well, how about tomorrow night? Some night next week? How far ahead are you booked? Well, what about after the turn of the century?
Human love. It's so pathetic.
Yeah, well, have a nice decade. Who else do I know?
You're wasting your time. You're already up to Zelda Zeekly. Achoo!
There's got to be someone. After all, I bought a new suit and everything. How do you like my jacket, Garfield?
Just a minute. Not bad, but how do you adjust the horizontal hold?
Ah! You've been sneezing all day, Garfield. I hope you're not... Hey, that's terrific. I can take you to the vet. Maybe get Liz to go out with me, and then she'll fall for me, and then we'll get married, and then we'll have kids, and...
Oh, great. I'm sick, and he's planning a family. Hatch!
Come on. You've been here before.
No, I don't have to go to the vet. Sorry to interfere with your love life, but I just got bet. Hatch! What? Hey, maybe we ought to take you to the vet.
He does seem to have something wrong with him.
I have something wrong with him.
He has no energy.
I have no energy.
I'll have to give him a vitamin shot.
You'll have to give me a vitamin.
So, Liz, how about dinner tonight?
I don't feel safe around you, big fella.
Uh-huh.
I might yawn myself to death.
Do you think these make me look cool?
Hey, good looking. What time do you get off work?
That's my coat rack you're talking to.
Hey, he might get lucky this time.
Liz, you and I were made for each other. Oh, what's the use? Someone like you would never go out with someone like me.
Oh, sure, John. I'll go out with you tonight.
I didn't think you... You will?
Veterinarians always take pity on suffering, dumb animals.
I'm sorry, Garfield, but you're not coming with us tonight. Liz and I want to be alone.
Hatch!
Besides, you're sick.
I go with you, or the tide dies.
Get down, Garfield.
You're not leaving me home alone. The only thing on TV tonight is a documentary on raisin sorting.
Come on, get off! Let go, Garfield. Let's...
You'll start a new fashion, the semi-beach look.
I did it. I got out of the house without Garfield tagging along. Liz is gonna be so happy, and wait till she sees the box of candy I got her. Please.
Coconut.
Yuck.
What's wrong with Garfield is probably an allergy. What's he eaten lately?
Pizza, lasagna, chocolate pie, stew, lamb, veal, chop suey, a couple of tacos, knockwurst, a pastrami and rye, tapioca pudding, soup.
He's eaten all that this week?
No, no, that was just breakfast today. I should have known he was sick when he had no appetite. Gesundheit, Garfield. Now, for lunch, he had a little more...
What would you recommend?
Garfield?
I thought you were going to leave him home, John.
So did I.
It all looks so good. Bring me an order of everything with a side of everything else. Not hungry? Don't worry, I'll finish it. Not... bad.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
No prize inside. And I have come to the...
Why didn't you get a small popcorn?
This is a small. The large comes in a coliseum.
Inspector, I may have...
I'm allergic to something.
I have examined all...
What if it's lasagna? How would I survive? I'd sneeze a lot.
Did you have to bring him along?
If I'd taken him home, we'd have missed the movie. Shh. I want to hear who the murderer is.
I have examined all the clues.
What if I'm allergic to cat hair? I'd have to shave every day. I'd look like a chihuahua.
And at last, I've solved it. The Duke was murdered by none other than...
John, if you can't take care of this cat, you don't have time for me.
Liz, wait. Don't go. I'll take him home. Well, now you've done it, Garfield. Ruined everything. I'll probably never see Liz again. I hope you're happy.
I am. My sneeze is gone.
And take your coat. It's scaring folks. Garfield, it's my new sport coat that's making you sneeze.
Sure. Looks that way.
Hey, you got any spare change?
Here, have a coat. Sorry, it's not more of an improvement over the way you're already dressed.
Hey, not bad. Thanks, pal.
Well, we solved one problem, but I still lost Liz.
John, I was thinking, you really do love that cat. I mean, you'd have to. And someone who loves animals like you do is worth another chance.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love animals.
If you love me, you'll feed me.
Let's try it another night, okay?
Well, Garfield, I guess you're worth having around after all.
About time you realized that.
Come on, we'll stop and get burgers on the way home. Except that my car keys and wallet are in that coat. Hey, come back here, that's my coat. Bring back my coat.
Boy, one minute they love you, the next minute they drop you. People. Go figure.